21st through the 23rd. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. When God gave promise to Abraham, Abraham had had Hagar, who had had Ishmael. That was years before. Now he's too old. Ain't nothing happening. Sarah's way too old. And wasn't nothing ever happening with Sarah. Right? Come on. That's just, y'all read it in Genesis, Romans. It's the same story. But look here. When God moved on them, not only did Sarah have Isaac, but when Sarah passed, that blessing was still operating in Abraham. Abraham remarried Keturah and had five more children. Come on, we're talking about exceeding abundantly above what you ask or think. It was still operating in him. You see, that's what God does. God is above stuff. He said, I'll bless you like you can't even imagine. Not only will I do what I said, I'm going to do beyond what you imagine. You hadn't thought about it. I told you some things. I revealed some things to you. But I got bigger plans than that for you. That blessing was still working. He wasn't getting younger. He was getting older, but it was still working. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. At Father Abraham, father of our faith. Let me make a statement here. The wisdom and policy of carnal reasoning is the weakness of faith. The wisdom and policy of carnal reasoning is the weakness of faith. I'll say it once more. The wisdom and policy of carnal reasoning is the weakness of faith. Therein lies great warfare. And it's not the devil in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork. It's that monster called reasoning that makes so much sense, that seems right, applicable. But it's the greatest weakness to your faith. When you reason things out, the wisdom of the policy of carnal reasoning, carnal reasoning. Well, they told me, well, you know, my credit score. Well, I don't have money in the bank. I can't afford. That's carnal reasoning. That's the greatest enemy to your faith. God didn't ask you about your bank account. God, have you ever heard God mention your credit score? Nothing wrong with a good credit score, you know. Work toward that. Do the best you can with that. But when it comes to faith, come on, when it comes to faith, see, we get too ingrained sometimes into the system's way of thinking and ascertaining things and seeing things. So the moment you get sent that credit score, you stop believing. You stop dreaming. You stop hoping. You even stop praying about it. Now you think God mad at you because your credit score is low. Come on, we're talking about faith here. Because see, the devil will start talking to see if you to handle things differently, if you to handle, if you to done your business, if you done all this. See, look, do you know God is for you? When that fiery dart of that low credit score hits you, don't you know God is still for you? Credit score don't have no validation in heaven. Come on, we gotta get past some stuff. You're gonna see why Abraham is called the father of our faith. Abraham had a capacity for faith that is beyond comprehension. That's why he's the father of our faith. Amen. Now, this doesn't mean that we throw caution or true wisdom to the wind. I don't mean that. But I don't mean either that we get sidestepped and hoodwinked and distracted and observe lying vanities. Because your credit score, it may be in the low 600s or the 500s or somewhere there, doesn't mean that God cannot bless you with a house. Hello, somebody. Or a new vehicle. Or a vacation home or a vacation. But see, sometimes you let that credit score stand in your way. You find yourself observing a lying vanity, and it shuts down everything you believe because of a system. Let's look at Abraham. When they first received the promise from God, Abraham made a statement. He said, let's stay in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. He's talking to Abram when he says this. The exalted father who has no offspring, whose wife is barren. I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. God who quickens the dead. Let me read a statement to you. When God intends to bless you, to give you a promise, he commonly puts a sentence of death upon the blessing or the promise, and he puts a sentence of death upon all the ways that lead up to the promise. This is how God works. I'll say this again. When God intends to bless you or gives you a promise, he commonly puts a sentence of death on the promise or the blessing and on all the ways that lead up to it. In other words, there's no way naturally or physically or by yourself that you can do this. Come on. God put a sentence of death on it on purpose. He gave you the promise. He said, I'm going to bless you. But now it looked like ain't nothing happening. Ain't no way I can get there. But God said something. And when he said it, he put the sentence of death on it. And every way that you could possibly try to get to it, God put death on it. Say, I'm shutting it down. Until the appointed time. Now, see, with Abraham and Sarah, he gave them a promise, but he put the sentence of death on it. They weren't getting any younger. Sarah had never had children, and they were getting older. Everything naturally cried out, it'll never happen. It can't happen. It's too late. But God gave them a promise. Somebody say, but God. God gave them a promise. I'm here to tell you tonight, you have a promise. Come on, you have a promise too. Every one of us in here has a promise from God. Amen. You need to remind yourself from time to time what God has promised you. He's not a man to lie. But what will happen from the time God gives you the promise, he will put a sentence of death on the promise and on every way that leads up that you could possibly get to the fulfillment of the promise is all shut down. is all cut off. You don't see it. Can't nobody really help you. Ain't no door opened up. Ain't no letter come in the mail. But God has given you a promise. Remember, like with Jeremiah, he told Jeremiah, before you were born, I ordained something for you. There's something already in motion for you. You just don't see it yet because I spoke it before you. Before you got here, it was here. Do you understand? That's how God really works. That's why he shuts off things in the natural, in the carnal. Your carnal reasoning and wisdom ain't going to cut it. God got to elevate you to another level of thinking, another level of perception, another level of sight. You got to just stop having sight and start to see. Abraham, see, it says here, I've made you a father of many nations. That's God talking. Before him whom he believed, even God, who does what? He quickens the dead. In other words, God causes the promise to have a sentence of death on it because he's the one that gives life to the dead. See, when God get through with you, you gonna know, and everybody that hear your testimony gonna know that it was God that did that. It was God that brought me out. Child, it was God that blessed me. Let me tell you, I can't take no credit for this at all. God did this because I couldn't see the way. I didn't know the way. I couldn't make the way. But God gave me a promise. And at the appointed time, he came through. What I didn't see, what I didn't understand, what he had already prepared. See, he's the one that quickens, or he gives life to that which is dead. That's why he puts a sentence of death on. That's why you sometimes struggle, you know, hoping. Trusting, you're fighting the good fight of faith. God put a sentence of death on it. But see, he's the one that quickens the dead. He's the one that gives life to it at the appointed time. It's going to have life at the appointed time, not before the time. He let Abram and Sarai do their thing first. They realized after a while, you know, this ain't God. We did this ourselves. This ain't the way God want to do this. They had to come to their spiritual sense. Now, I want to make another statement here. The type of faith we're talking about tonight, faith in his faithfulness, there's a type of faith we must possess, a type of faith. Let me see how I want to phrase this. Your faith must be faith that passes by. Your faith has to be faith that passes by. When you're in search of that home and the bank looks at the credit score and they tell you, well, there's nothing we can really do, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so. Your faith has to be faith that passes by that. You don't get trapped there. Your faith has to be faith that passes by.
We are continuing in part 15 of the faith crisis, Facing the Giants. The people of Israel allowed fear to prevail due to what they saw in the natural. You cannot be governed by what you see versus what God has said. The natural senses does not take precedence over the spiritual. Darkness does not comprehend light. The two principles are two of the same. People of God, don't be led by your natural senses and choices. You have to be led by the Spirit, as was Caleb. The best of men will fail, but God promises that he will never leave nor forsake you. God went before the people, weakening what they considered the giants. Caleb never got away from his testimony. We must keep the word of God in our mouths and not allow the challenges of this world to choke it out. Faith will propel you to another realm in the Spirit.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.